I'm Lorinda Sampson,
and I'm a student at the CSU Writing Project. This is my 23rd year of teaching, and I love to teach grown-ups, kids, and because my kids have been learning to write poetry, I've been trying to write poetry as well. So here are a few pieces that I've written. First one is dedicated to my son Zane, who just turned 13, and it's called Trash Talkin'. Queer. Where's it queer? Hey, mofo. Crap. That sucks. Shathead. That's gay. Pervert. Girl. Pimp daddy. Asswipe. My baby is gone, trying to find his place among his peers in this loud, banging, booming, trash talking, trash jamming, trash singing teenage world. I can't believe what goes into his ears and out of his mouth. It breaks my ever-loving heart. I miss the innocence, the sweetness, the joy of the words, and the boy from just a few days, a few months, a few weeks, a few moments ago. I know and have faith that beneath the trash-talking, trash-slamming, trash-jamming youth is that wonderfully compassionate, considerate, creative, brave young man making his way through youth and into a man. Next piece of writing is called Colfax. Colfax, Colfax, Colfax. Never liked that street. Never knew why. I just never liked it. I'm not talking about the East Colfax and its reputation, the unlikable one. I'm not talking about the government, historic, business hub Colfax. It snapped, popped, punched me in the gut 7 years ago. It's the motel on West Colfax. Not upscale or seedy, just a regular old motel, nestled among the urban sprawl and foothills. West Colfax. That we'd occasionally get a room for a night or sleep in the car in the parking lot when I was 6. And we lived in our car. Now I remember why I don't like Colfax. This one's called Forgotten. A childhood forgotten, but not forgotten. Pushed aside, not remembered, buried inside. Things too horrible to write about. Pain, hurt, shame, lies, and doubt. A childhood no one wants. That's the one I got. But the one my children will most certainly not. My story. As I tell teeny tiny bits of the story I do not like to tell, her eyes well up. She questions, how could anyone ever? How could a father? A mother just? I don't understand. Her hand ever so gently, yet sincerely, pats, then covers mine. I know we never could really know, never really know what you've been through. As the tear escapes, diving down her face. And it's then I know that I am home, safe, loved, in a way that I never knew as a child. And this last poem is entitled Metaphor. Like a tumbleweed, wildly blowing, zigzaggedy across the roads, slamming into cars, snagged and yanked from an undercarriage to undercarriage, yanked loose, only to collide wildly with the wheels of a speeding vehicle before ricocheting into the ditch to blow wildly, zigzaggedy across the field. Matt, without Ritalin.